Hello, Liz, how are you?
Now, let me tell you, I am the Liz Taylor. I'm good. I'm really, really good, thank you. But, it tickles me when people say the other Liz Taylor, because I am her.
I didn't realise the really, really famous movie star one wasn't with us anymore. That's really embarrassing of me.
She's long gone. I'm the predecessor. But anyway, here I am, and good morning, and thank you very much for having me on the show today.
That's absolutely fine. A little bit of background to you. Who are you, and what do you do?
An event company, the Taylor Lynn Corporation. We organise corporate and private events, and I've done it for many, many years for all sorts of famous and unfamous and wonderful people. And during lockdown, I set up a consultancy business, the Liz Taylor Consultancy, or Liz Taylor Consulting, which is something that had been on the back burner for a while, and these last few months have given me the opportunity to do it. And one of the clients that approached me to represent them was Henry Brooks, who owns Tatton Estates. What was amazing, Darren, was that I've lived here for all my life, and I'm not telling you how old I am, but all my life, and I never even knew that this space existed. And it's acres and acres of magnificent Cheshire parkland. So that's what I do. I run two businesses, and I have my own podcast, Events That Made Me, where I interview. In fact, I might interview you if you're nice to me.
I've
got lots of exciting people. It's every Wednesday it comes out. So I'm a busy bird. I'm a busy Cheshire bird.
Fantastic. So are you going to tell us about Ashley Hall? There's something going on, isn't there?
So, yes, one of the activations that we're doing is on the 19th of July and every Sunday thereon, we're opening the gates and the grounds to Ashley Hall, which is breathtaking to the public. And we have taken into account all the restrictions and the social distancing and the sanitising stations and everything that we've done. We've done it properly. We've got all the licences. We've got food vans. We've got a double-decker drinks truck. We've got fairground rides. We've got amazing Cheshire walks that can only be accessed from inside the grounds of Ashley. And then moving forward, there are two barns on the site called the Potato Barns, and we're now planning for Christmas 2021, and we're having Christmas parties in there, so there's lots and lots going on. November the 5th, we're doing a huge bonfire, which again we're opening to the public, and hopefully Halloween. That will depend on what the Chancellor tells us we can and can't do. So there's lots of exciting plans, and we're just hoping that it's going to be something that families are going to embrace. It's a very chilled, laid out, seating for 500, but obviously in with the land that we've got, they're all socially distanced, and the only thing I can't control is the weather.
But we'll
give it a try.
Well, going back to where you say you put all the precautions in place, have you restricted the numbers then? Have you had to say, we're only allowed a certain amount of numbers in at any one time?
Well, they're licensed for up to 500 people. But the way that we've done it is that everybody will be, they will queue to a certain extent. We've got lots and lots of food vans, so, and not everyone's going to rock up at the same time. We've got all the routes are indicated, the sanitising stations are strategically placed, the food vans are in such a position that no one's going to be on top of each other, and we've followed as best we can, and we can only rely on the public to be sensible, and if they're sensible, then we're not going to have any problems.
Watch it now, like 700 people will turn up at once all at the same time and queue up to get in.
Oh, please God, from your mouth to God's ears, that would be amazing, because it would be a huge success. But listen, we're going to drip into it over the next few weeks. It's something that there's for the summer. Everyone wants somewhere to take the kids, the grandkids, or even to go yourself and have a drink, have a glass of wine and just get out. And the setting is magnificent. I mean, it's just, I hope you're going to come.
I am. I mentioned, when we spoke off air yesterday, I mentioned it to my other half. I said, let's put this in the diary, because everybody needs this now. We've been cooked up for I don't know how many weeks. This is what we need. And in a setting like that, this is just perfect.
Well, if you're very nice to me, I'll even let you broadcast live from there.
Oh. They don't let me out very often.
And we've got a track. Well, now that yesterday they announced that we can have live music, so we've got a DJ and sax, and I'm putting them in a tractor because I've got access to the most brilliant, brilliant machinery. And we have a tractor driving through Cheshire this weekend. And if you spot it and you take a photograph, then you get free parking. And yes, so we've got lots of fun things planned. It's going to be amazing.
Fantastic. Sounds ace. Where can people find out more information about Ashley Hall and what you've got planned?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I can't remember the thinking website. But if you go on to Tatton Events and Tatton Social, and indeed email me at liz@tlc-ltd.co.uk, the information is all there. But you caught me on the hop this morning, and I haven't got the website in front of me. But it's there. Tatton Events, Tatton Social, Instagram, Facebook. And if all else fails, just phone them up.
Stick that into your search engine. I'm sure you'll find something, won't they?
Yep.
Fabulous. Liz, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for talking.
And I'll see you on the 19th of July. And I'm the one that's not in the wheelchair. I'm the Liz Taylor, the younger version of Liz Taylor. Look out for me.
Yes. Fantastic. Liz.
Thank you, Darren.
And I hope everything goes off all right anyway. Cheers.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And there you go. Just put that into your search engine and find out and go along to it. Ashley Hall. Waking up again after the lockdown.